Pierre, what I actually want to know is, does it spin? I'm not talking about your dicky bowl. Okay, that's it for me, Henry, for the last time. It's, well, what can I say? It's been good, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not actually going to even say goodbye. It's been good. Bye.
Special intro, in fact, actually, and welcome along to the late Christmas show, because that's what it is. I think Henry made a right fool of himself here earlier on. This is the, Lansdowne Light Orchestra. It's called Jimmy O'Goblins, one of my favourite, my signature tune. I am the man, actually, I am the person who did the news stark naked once here. So, I mean, I can't make much more of a fool of myself here for the last hour. We've got a lot of things here we're going to talk about in this hour, because it's going to be full of nostalgia and everything like that, and we really are going to have a good time. Let's have a look. Dave Kelly is over there.
Absolutely. Blocky, you're doing a wonderful job.
I'm sorry.
It's so strange to see you sitting there on the other side of the microphone.
Yes, sir.
You look very small or something.
I'm a very small person. I really am.
A very small person.
I am.
So listen, we're into the last hour, lads.
Yes. What do you think of what do you think of my dance music?
Well, I'm just going to have a jig now with Uncle Greg here beside me.
Oh, I see.
We do a jig with that.
Gregory, nice to see you once again.
Thank you, darling.
And as I said, this last hour is going to be action-packed. It's the very, very last hour. Mm. The late Christmas show. Let's have a big round of applause for Henry. I thought he did exceptionally well.
And listen, we're actually going into the last hour right now. So how about a big cheer to go into the last hour? One, two, three, go!
Yay! Yes, everybody's enjoying themselves, you can see. And we're going to hit you right between the eyes. Here's Wax on Q102.
It was hitting me right between the eyes.
right between the eyes. And now, each time I think about you, I don't know how I ever did without you. Spin me round, and I'll never get my feet back on the ground. You hit me with a bill, don't get it cold. Hit me with a light.
Actually, there's a person standing right opposite me here. I've got my hat on, which is incredible. There's a person standing right opposite me who was in the radio station, I suppose, as long as I've been in this radio station. And that was a great fade, wasn't it, guys?
Wasn't it,
it
just?
It was a superb fade.
My claim to fate is I am the only man that ever slept with an FM stereo transmitter.
What is your name?
What about Paul Cotter?
What is your name?
I'm Garrett Scully, and I was one of the very first people right here. We had this dreadful boss called Pierre Doyle.
Did the transmitter smoke a cigarette afterwards?
The transmitter was very exciting in the mountain.
Please order.
Order in the house, please.
Mr. Scully.
Yes, sir.
I believe...
Skull time.
Oh, yeah, is he on?
What's the skull
It's skull check time.
It's skull check time. Yeah, I remember all about that. Used to do these meteorological weather forecasts, which went on for about 10 minutes, and that's why you got fired the first time.
But there's nothing like coming back.
No, but there is an amazing story about you, and I think it's really great. It's the one where you did some painting here in the old Q building, number 3. And,
If it didn't move, it got painters.
Yeah, it was superb, because what
it was
you did
worse
is
than
you,
that.
You washed the brushes and you left the taps on, and poor old Lisa Main got completely soaked.
Let's get the story right around here. What happened was I went upstairs at lunchtime to turn on the taps in the kitchen sink. And there was no water coming out, so I left it and went to lunch. And I was greeted at 2 o'clock by Jason Main, very, very white with emulsion paint, going, this is, and that was it, you know? Martin.
Well, now, hang on, Martin. That wasn't very fair, but I tell you what I do want to ask you about. I understand that last night you came in here quite inebriated. You tried to take me off doing my Richard Burton, which I think I'm rather known for. And you were trying to do it, weren't you?
No one would have believed that in the last
Martin,
well,
Martin, can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, can
because I? You and I are the longest members of this radio station, as well as Pierre Doyle. And yes, there's one thing you have to do before any of us go anywhere.
What?
I have in my hand the original, very first jingle that was ever played on Super Q or Q102. Can you play it for me?
Well, I'm sure I can.
Because I look around this building here and I look at all these kids and we brought them all in here.
Thank you very much.
We built all these.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mr. Scully.
Scully's dead.
He's just been cut off there while I played the jingle anyway. Yes, anyway, I was just saying about this.
That one. Martin.
As I was saying to you, Gareth, we're talking about doing Richard Burton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
you've got to do it for me.
Well, I'm going to do it for you.
Right now. Let's do it.
Have a listen to this.
No one would have believed that in the first few months of 1987, an immeasurable sum of money could be won by listening to one radio station. And no one could have dreamed that it could be as simple as listening out for 3 songs played one after the other. Few even considered the possibility of winning £20,000 in cash. And yet, across the airwaves, Q102 was the station of the galaxy. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans to give away the entire fortune. Only here on Q102, the prize capital of the galaxy.
Where would you buy a wide range of Philips compact disc players, live wires, Philips flat screen TVs, and remote control videos? Live wires, camcorders and more. Live wires, the new exciting cost-conscious store, Hibernian Way, Dawson Street. Live wires will shock you. Our prices won't.
Return the sender.
Return to the 50s, 60s, and 70s this Tuesday in Peeker's Nightclub. Solid Gold Tuesday at Peeker's Nightclub, the Leary. It's gonna be hot, hotter than a sumo wrestler's jockstrap.
Hey, man, are you sure you can say that?
Don't forget Peeker's New Year's Eve extravaganza from 10 to 3 a.m. Admission only £8, including free champagne.
The Southern Fur and Leather Company's sensational fur and leather sale is now on.
Fur wolf jackets from only £300.
Ladies' leather jackets from £95.
Leather skirts, just £50.
Men's leather jackets, only £95.
And don't forget the super designer sale of Friends Fashion, all at 25% off or half price.
Amazing value at a sensational super sale now on at the Southern Fur and Leather Company, Wicklow Street. Open 11 to 6 p.m.
T-minus 46 minutes exactly here at Q102. And with me in studio is, I suppose, a guy who we should be...
Bogey.
Yeah, here he is. Yeah, a guy you should be very, very thankful for.
The only thing that I'm actually very upset about is the fact that I never got a Glenroe Philofax for Christmas. I mean...
Mr. Hogan.
Mr. Block.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, indeed.
We're having a great party here.
Absolutely.
Aren't we having a good party?
Yeah!
You can see that.
And we've all sort of moody individuals. There's Joe King with the moody camera.
I want to hear stories. I want to hear some great stories. I mean, I told you the story about me being stark naked for a £10 bet. It was about 3 years ago, the Burton Hall appeal.
Oh, yeah.
I had to take off my clothes and get in the altogether and read the news.
I'm trying
£10 in cash.
That's actually where the phrase in your Burton came from.
Thank you, Henry.
No, unfortunately, I don't have a... I'll have to think about that one now, because I remember one particular time with when we just launched the helicopter, and Joe King was after...
Oh, the helicopter, sir!
He'd organized all the...
More sexually, I think they say.
Thank you, correction.
No, he'd organized all the wires, etc., and unfortunately I got crossed. I got the cables crossed, and I ended up in a situation where I was actually talking to myself, and we'd been flying around for a half hour, and I thought it was all coming out, but in fact I could get it back on the cans, but it wasn't going to anywhere, so that was very embarrassing.
Headphones. The interpreter.
A great story, Mike. Actually, no, a really great story, and I hope you won't be embarrassed by it, but I remember the second or third day that you came on the air, and, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing. We were the first people in Ireland to actually go on the air, and... Oh, what are you doing there? Oh, I see what you're doing. It's one of these jobs. It's a job. Here, let's see. Should we do it for a show?
Where are you?
Fingers and thumbs.
Oh, fingers and thumbs. No, but what I was going to say was, I said to Scott Williams, who used to work here, I said, Scott, I said...
Is this a long story, man?
No, I said, he's...
Make it short.
You're on the radio now, not the phone.
I know. Thank you. Oh, Michael, I've got the finger on this slide.
I remember Greg Gawkin said that to me once upon a time.
No, but actually, I said, oh, it's absolute rubbish. I said, it'll never work. And he turned around to me, he says, he's so rubbish, he's brilliant.
Play some music, for God's sake.
No, actually, I was going to see whether you would... oh, I see, we're re-queuing that, are we? Yeah. Mike, your favourite record? You said it was what?
Oh, Old Town by Phil Lynott.
The same, honey, with you're not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey, now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town.
really is a great record, Mike. One of my favourites. It is, actually.
I always enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, no, I like a bit of film myself, you know.
Absolutely.
Hang on a second, because I've been told, can I do this? And I thought I would. It's 8:32. Time now to join our men in the sky, Mike Hunters.
Traffic this morning on Moorhampton Road is going at a fierce rate in us. Henry Owens is caught in traffic. Pierre Doyle is watching the telly in the back of his car, and Dave Kelly is rubbing his eyes. Martin Block is inside in the shower doing his best, and it's not very good.
What about Dave Kelly?
Well, I must say, I have a lovely little story to tell. I was down the Henry Grattan one night doing a little bit of work, and Mike, you're finished with the shop at the moment.
Yeah,
and Mike came down and said, listen, son, do you fancy doing the helicopter? I'm going away for 2 weeks. And I said, gee, I wouldn't know anything about the streets. Here you are. Here's a load of maps. Study those. You're on Monday, son. Out from there on, just snowballs. It's good.
It was very good. The hardest thing was getting up at 6:30 in the morning, because I had to come across from the south side over to Malahide to meet the machine. David was luckier in one sense, but by the same token, he had a day's work to do on top of it.
Absolutely.
And
so did you.
Well, I suppose you could consider it.
But I have a father that likes to wake you up sort of 3 hours before you're meant to get up. You know, listen, son, get up here.
Very decent of your father to go out and wake you up in the coal shed every morning.
Gentlemen, you were innovators in your time. We must take a commercial break. Announcing Circus Hoffman. The fantastic Circus Hoffman returns to Dublin with a bigger and better lineup than ever. Don't miss Circus Hoffman, the greatest circus this side of the Atlantic, at Booterstown, January the 1st to the 22nd. Credit card bookings on 884-005.
What would make you stop and look in the window of a hi-fi shop?
Kenwood.
What would make you go into that hi-fi shop?
Kenwood.
What would make you stand on your own in the middle of that hi-fi shop and listen?
Kenwood.
What would... Who's Ken? Kenwood Hi-Fi Technology. The difference between nearly good and really good. Would you like to go for a drink?
I know I would, but I don't know if Ken would.
See and hear the Kenwood Hi-Fi range at Livewire's, Pete's and Lafayette.
Gibney's of Malahide and Skerries wish all their customers a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. Drop into Gibney's and really enjoy the festive season.
Slip into the Pepe range and enjoy a lifetime service guarantee. Wild fabrics exclusive to the Pepe Clothing Company. Reversible quilted jackets, chino trimmed lumberjack shirts. All in the Pepe lifestyle, in the Pepe tradition. Step into Pepe Clothing.
Yes, T-minus 37 minutes, Mike.
Your man's going to get a job at NASA at the end of this, you know?
Yes, I know that. Good evening.
This is Central Control.
The name's Bond, yes.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Aidan Leonard is with us, and Mike Duggan, and Dave Kelly, and Martin Block, and
Tolly Dixon.
Actually, Mike, I think at this stage, maybe we can say a major thank you to all the people behind the scenes. People like Hilda Conway, our receptionist, Jan King in accounts, Jane Fitzpatrick.
You did not think
I knew your surname, did you? Gronia the Monia, who answered the telephone on a Sunday. People like Joe Perry.
Joe King, our chief engineer.
Yeah. There's a man over there. I'd love him to say a few words, shabby. Come on in. From Liberty Radio. And meanwhile, while he's walking to the microphone, I can talk about a few other people.
Bobby Francis
Meenahan, who isn't with us today.
Because he's in Kilchiman, County Mayo.
And also...
The sales gang.
Let's see. Pat Harkin, Peter McCauley, Antoinette Nolan, and of course Gareth Scully.
And the Strokers.
And Dara Williams and whatever, etc.
Sammy.
And who?
Molly.
Hello, Murray. He's in Thailand. No, what can
Molly.
I do?
Molly.
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 Oh,
Molly. I thought you said Murray, my dad.
Bobby
O'Reilly. Well, I'm going to speak to Bobby later because he is responsible for a large amount of these programs. But just in the meantime, I have to shut you guys off for a second. But in the meantime, Sammy Prendergast from Liberty Radio. And of course, the guy who puts together all our transmission gear. Tell me, Sammy, enjoying yourself here?
Yes, fabulous, man, Block.
And
nice to see everybody here. Happy New Year to everybody.
Right, have you anything special to say?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
He stuck for words.
He stuck for words for once.
He stuck for words.
No, just a happy new year to everybody.
Okay, thanks very, very much indeed. We'll just take, we'll go to a record, I think. What about this one? Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Oh.
At this moment on Q102.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you found you another, you just don't love me no more. I would say at this moment, when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me, would you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you? 'Cause you just don't love me no more. Come on, you know me too well. How could I hurt you? Well, darling, I love you, and you know I've never hurt you. Oh, what do you think I would give at this moment? 20 years from my life, I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, if I could just hold you again.
Q102, it's 31, 32, 33 minutes left of broadcasting, and of course with me here is a very famous gentleman, a man who I've had many a time come in the morning and had the pleasure of chatting to him on the radio, and with him, and etc.
Yes, I want to talk about it. Was you the herald, the pleasure? I never got a chance.
Well, you see, the reason was I had the pleasure, Bob, because I didn't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Martin, the time, you know, it's so close to the end that I thought it's time now to reveal the truth about myself.
Right,
the
truth.
Let me just tuck the dress under. No, what I mean is, it's the voice. You know, everybody thinks this is my normal voice.
Mm.
And I've decided now to reveal the fact that this is not my normal voice. And
what is your normal voice?
Well, actually, I talk like this, you see, but nobody would give me a job reading the news, so I had to develop this voice to go on the radio, you know, and talk. So I got this little tape recorder, and nobody's ever said, well, I mean, you guys all know about it, because you know how I really talk. And there it is. Check out this little tape recorder. And I push the button, see, and it comes out.
Hi, this is Bob.
Bob,
never failed before.
Being serious for
being
a moment.
Serious for a moment.
I love that Canadian style, you know, it was really good.
Yeah.
Hi there. But, actually, you made a lot of promos in your day for Nova and
I
also
did.
Here on Q.
Yeah.
You may appreciate this. There was a guy who gave us a lot of help over the years, and I people think I sing like Frank Sinatra. In actual fact, I don't.
No.
You may.
I'll vote for that.
You may
do we all agree he doesn't sing like Frank Sinatra? Yeah.
Well, Derek Jones helped us here doing Solid Gold programs, various programs throughout the station over the years.
Yeah.
And we did this as a little tribute to him. He was working, I think, on a Friday night. And after this, I'll play you the real Frank. Let's have a listen to it.
Okay, Frankie, you're on. Derek Jones has the line. If you think you have the time to spend the evening with Q, and if you listen in perchance, I know at a glance he'll play a tasty for you. The time is right, the perfume fills his hair, the lights go red, and though he plays those fades, And then he goes and spoils it all by playing something stupid by Max Bygraves. Max Bygraves. Max Bygraves.
Well, what do you think?
Oh.
Out of 10. Three?
Absolutely. Minus two.
What? Minus two. Okay, Bob. I know you're a Frank Sinatra fan. So here is the real Frank. My way. Oh.
And now the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. For whatever times I'm sure you know,
I've forgotten the words.
And I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me.
You're out of sync, guys.
Absolutely.
It was my way.
You bet beautiful. beautiful voice.
Yes, but not tonight. Not tonight. That was like, actually, it's a superb song. The funny thing is that Liam Coburn on that particular day, I was talking about the Burton Hall appeal, he asked me to sing My Way, but I couldn't get through it. It's one of the records that I don't know the words. Anyway, look.
And he's one of your favorites.
Dave, I'll tell you what, we must take a commercial break and we'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Two bars, two dance floors, two DJs. La Mirage Parnell Street, Dublin's only two-tier nightclub, has doubled up on everything except the price. Seven nights a week, upstairs or downstairs, La Mirage Parnell Street is the place to be seen in.
Canaries, Spain, America, Switzerland.
Don't go anywhere in 89 till you phone TUIG Travel on 772666. TUIG Travel on Burr Key. Your key to the best holiday bargains.
Benidorm, Sardinia, Austria, Italy.
Can I get there by train?
Ike 6 is in town. Ike 6 has pulled into town, and it brings with it the greatest range of fashion casuals. Ike 6. Pepe, Buffalo, Prototype, and Big Stuff.
Plus, much more.
Ike 6, first floor, Stevens Green Shopping Center.
Ike 6.
For the latest range in fashion casual wear.
Ike 6, first floor, Stevens Green Shopping Center.
25 minutes to close down. Joined by Dave Kelly here in the studio.
25 minutes to go.
Yeah. I must say, we're having a bit of a faulty switch. Where is the King? Joe. Joe, letting me down.
It's amazing the amount of people that have turned up. New and old staff, and just about everyone is here. And the atmosphere is unbelievable. And I suppose listeners outside are there, and they're saying, oh dear, the whole thing's gone, the whole thing's gone. You know, you're going to hear all these names again at some stage. 6 months down the road, 8 months down the road, whatever it's going to take, good guys win out in the end, and you're going to hear these names again, okay?
Very apt, Dave.
Absolutely.
I know that a lot of people here are very, very sentimental today, and what can I say? I mean, we're having a good party, we're having a good time, there's 25 minutes left, we're really going to enjoy ourselves. And I suppose it's a lovely day, isn't it? I suppose I am. am really going to get a job as one of these sort of NASA astronauts counting them down. But there's a couple over here, actually.
You've got more talent than that.
Ah, thank you, Tom Brown. We haven't seen you all day. And he's been working at the weekend.
Fresh from the country, smelling of pig manure and everything. Yeah.
You do, yeah. Definitely.
They always did, did you not?
Obviously, nothing's changed.
The famous Dixon one-liner. Yeah.
There's a guy here, Aidan Ennett, and he introduced me to the other person standing beside him, and she is a really, really good newsreader, and people are going to hear from this.
And she's good-looking, too, as well.
Hello.
Well, it makes all the difference. Maura, how are you?
Fine, Martin. Now, I just have to say one thing, because Aldon shut me down the minute I came in the door, because I didn't come in for his particular hour. So I just have to thank him and Mike Duggan for all the bars of chocolates and wagon wheels. Did I pronounce that correctly? That they gave me on Sunday morning. I used to do the early morning shift on Sundays. That kept me going.
Yes.
So I didn't say that, it'd kill me.
Aidan, the final...
kept me going, Al, please. I wasn't that.
And I'll vote
girl.
For that.
Yeah, and a special thank you to Henry Owens, but I won't tell you what for.
As I'm the sort of adjudicator here, I have to be very, very careful. Aidan, a final word.
Okay, no, I've nothing really to say except it's been great fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think it's really sad to see it all go, but we'll be all back
again.
We're
having a good time.
We are!
We're having a ball.
We like a bit of humour, don't we?
We do.
Well, let's have a look at the... Listen to the fine... Yeah. What am I saying? Let's have a listen to one of the final promos here. A bit of Bridie Mudguard.
Somewhere in ancient Rome.
Mighty Caesar, I bring you news of the Q102 giveaway.
It's only massive!
Good news to speak of the Caesar!
It's Brady Mulcahy, Caesar. The line's rejected her again.
Bring her to me! Infamy! Infamy! She all have it! Infamy!
You'll be lucky. A bear wouldn't hug you. Now listen, when you're talking to your man in the blankets and the fig leaf and his loaf, all you have to say is, Hail Caesar.
It does show!
That's no. Hail, Mrs.
Who's this for a giveaway?
Cover yourself up, Mrs.
Wait, she will be my new plum picker.
I tell you, son, if you let her lay your plums, you'll be ruined.
Q102. There's legions of cash to give away soon.
I never have tried and hustled in this grave.
Excuse me.
Twice, saying that it's nice and then it runs.
the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Barn. Open daily, 10:30 to 1, 2:30 to 5, and 8 to 11 p.m. Put a glide in your stride this festive season at the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Barn, the coolest place in town.
New York, New York, Baker Street. Now bring you kebabs, pizzas, fish and fries, as well as 100% pure Irish beef hamburgers. Buy a New Yorker meal or quarter pounder, and you'll get a free side salad from our salad bar. And now we have a donor kebab and Pepsi for just $1.50. New York, New York. More than just hamburgers.
Independent international tests prove EverReady Gold Seal LR20 batteries outplay their main rival in toys, torches, and radio cassettes. Are you ever ready for 89?
Yes, 14 minutes to, well, yes, 6 o'clock, and with us in the studio is, I suppose, the man who really made it all work here for us, because he's our managing director, and he is the entrepreneur behind Super Q, or Q102. Good evening, Pierre.
Hi, hi there, Martin. It's kind of strange so long down the line to sort of go live on air for the first time.
Absolutely. You've done many things on the air. Those, I remember very well those special Easter Day things. So not the Easter days, the April Fool's pranks that we used to play.
Martin, yeah.
I've given it away.
April Fool's, yeah.
I've given them away.
That was a bit of crack.
It was.
It's kind of funny looking at all these people. It's like being live on stage. But I think what I've experienced today, actually, I was driving down the country and came back, and what I had, I think, best described to me as radio, a theater of the mind. And I hope the people out there have experienced in some small way what we have experienced here in this studio. I came in by total accident in this business. I crossed two wires one time and I wound up with a radio station, and I was losing a lot of dough, and I kind of kept at it and hopefully got it right. But news is coming in the wires. We've just got a sponsor, a major sponsor who insists, Sony Ireland insists that we stay open for a further 6 hours. No advertising, no nothing. Wall to wall, we're gone. Sony want us on the air. We're going to the death. And that's it. Coming off the wires. So for you good people out there listening, our loyal listeners, thank you all our advertisers. Thank you everybody for being with us all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm sounding so good, I should have been on air a long, long time ago, Mark. Maybe I have a new future ahead of me.
Well, very, very eloquently put.
Thank you very much indeed, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Pierre. Well, it's come as a bit of a shock, an extra few hours, I suppose. And, well, what can I say? I mean, that means to say that it's not over yet. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play some music. bit of, oh, I don't know what I call that, actually. A little bit of jazz, would you say? I don't know, something like that. Yeah. I love how I put these down there, so finish them off, you know, when I've had enough of them, you know. Well, I suppose this was supposed to be the end for me. Well, I'm actually going to finish up in the next 10 minutes anyway. With me is Tim Kelly and Gareth Scully. What are you going to say for yourself, gentlemen?
Hi, Martin.
Right, hi. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, Martin, I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my highest gratitude to you and Pierre and everybody here at Super Q for presenting us with such an opportunity. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
Martin?
Yes.
What are we playing next?
We're going to play The Way We Were, actually.
Yes, Martin.
We are. It's a collage of all sorts of things that we've produced here by our radio station.
Do you remember the first day we wired up the record decks?
Yes, I do, and I think you got it wired all wrong, didn't you?
I was told by the governor to wire them in reverse and persisted to tell all the DJs that we were playing the records from the inside out.
Trust you, Garrett.
Martin, Tim and I did the bop shop together for the last 3 weeks.
That's right.
Scott Williams and all these people who were here before us and all those other people that have done bop shops and old deep records, can you find us a good, good old rock and roll number?
Oh, well, we've got loads of time to find that.
Yeah, we
but,
have.
In the meantime, anyway, I suppose it's my turn to turn around and say thank everybody for listening to us over the 4 years, and I suppose I hope we've entertained you. If we have, that's good. If we haven't, well, we're sorry. the thing is that certainly I've enjoyed working here with a great set of guys. A very, very talented bunch of people in every department, in the managerial department, in the presentation department, news, when we did news, and also on-air jocks. The other thing is that I suppose people out there listening tonight are very, very lucky, because this country has been very fortunate enough to find itself in a position where independent radio was the dominant force in Europe, and I look forward to a time when we'll be back to that situation.
Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 1985, and this is Lawrence John introducing full programming for the first time on Dublin's newest commercial radio station, Q102.
Q102. It's gone formal, it's past 7 o'clock, Q102 FM saying hello, good evening. Today is the rest, the beginning of the rest of your radio, Q102 FM, 8 to 8 a.m. It's Jason Rain saying good evening, hello.
Dublin's only comprehensive traffic service.
It's Q102, I am the sky.
All traffic from Stillorgan should take the Moorhampton Road this morning as a
number one. Number one.
How often do you listen?
All the time.
1986, the longest battle in the history of the airwaves, was over. Music. More music.
Won yourself 1,500 quid.
I don't believe you. Are you serious?
That's thousands and thousands of pounds in cash just for being caller number 10.
You're number 10.
I hate that.
You have just won £6,200 in cash.
When Q102 decides to give away cash, it really gives it away. You can win £500 in cash a day. That's every day. Q102 will play this song. The song, I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston. More cash and more winners.
What would you say if I told the two of you that you just won 500 pounds?
You are number 10.
I can't believe it.
You have won yourself £500 in cash.
I don't believe it. Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
You have no idea what you've done to me. You've made me weak. All these people have been losing out. That was brilliant.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Oh, has time rewritten every line?
Super Q 102 FM.
Is she really going out with him?
It's the most music allowed by law. It's the music.
Why don't you
We are kicking out the jam.
What do you want?
I just sat here, I just the Super Q radio.
Fire.
It's the business.
Goodbye. We send pictures to forget. Oh, it's the laughter. The laughter will remember. Whatever we
of something, and all that remained was this gaunt quiet of New Year's Day.
Oh, it's quiet on New Year's. The way we
poznajemy wnętrze człowieka. Natomiast w mojej książce chodzi o coś innego, że Wisicki jest uczniem czarnoksiężnika Twardowskiego, ponieważ tyle cudownych rzeczy potrafił wyczarować. Jako malarz, jako rzeźbiarz, jako pisarz, jako psycholog, jako filozof. Dla mnie najbardziej interesującym fałszem jest Polak Twardowski. Dlatego, że